Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's time for Take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And also shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. The search for the Atlanta Falcons' next head coach continues, and they continue to request and conduct second interviews. We will get to that in just a minute. We will also get into the other NFL news around the league as far as hirings. There's some new GMs, possibly some new coaches to be announced soon. We will get into that in about 18 minutes time. And we'll also touch on the Atlanta Hawks and the newest members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And there's one Brave that is unfortunately still missing, but we all know here in Braves country, here in Braves land, he deserves to be in the hall, but he ain't there yet. And we'll talk about that in about 38 minutes time. So again, glad you're with me this morning. And again, hope you are doing well. Let's start, like I said, with the Atlanta Falcons. We'll give you the latest news on the Falcons' search for their next head football coach. So, the Falcons yesterday confirmed that they have completed a second interview with Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. They sent out that via email, at least, yesterday. I'm trying to find the time for you exactly, you know, giving you all the details. Yesterday at 8:01 p.m., they announced that they completed a second interview with, again, Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. Now, the report has also come out from Michael Rothstein. He was the first on it, ESPN's insider and writer for the Falcons. He put out a report, and it has been retweeted by Adam Schefter, I believe, but the Falcons have requested to do second interviews, both which will be in person, with Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. They have already both had virtual initial interviews with the Atlanta Falcons, and now the Falcons want to have second interviews with them. The thing about this one is they cannot have these second interviews until after the Lions play the NFC Championship game on Sunday. If the Lions win and they beat the 49ers, then the Falcons will be able to conduct those two in-person interviews during the bye week between between obviously the end of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Or if the Lions lose, then, you know, you'll be able to conduct it that Monday or whenever the Falcons and Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson can get together for a second interview. So that is the absolute latest on the Falcons head coaching search. And I talked about this yesterday. Don't dismiss Raheem Morris. He would be a very good candidate, I think. I know how we all feel about how the Dan Quinn era ended in Atlanta, here in Atlanta. And Raheem Morris obviously became the interim head coach when Dan Quinn got fired after an 0-5 start. That was the 2020 season because Arthur Smith was hired. In 2019 season, actually, because Arthur Smith was hired in 2020, I believe. Either way it goes, Raheem Morris, he gave an 0-5 team a pulse down the stretch. I believe they finished 4-7 under Raheem Morris, that is. So, look, I get that the stigma could be there and the mindset of, oh, we've already seen what a team coached by Raheem Morris looks like. Oh, we've already seen Raheem Morris be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, we don't want to retread. Well, listen, you haven't seen Raheem Morris be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. You've seen him be the interim head coach for the Atlanta Falcons. There is a big difference, at least in my eyes, there is. Raheem Morris was taking over a sinking ship, and he somehow got it at least a little bit afloat and at least got it to land instead of just sinking under the water. He gave, again, the team a pulse. They were playing well, or at least better, under Raheem Morris. He gave those guys who, at that point, seemed like they had zero discipline. He gave them some discipline. I think he gave them a sense of toughness, a little sense of grit as well. So I think Raheem Morris should not be overlooked. I think he would make, honestly, a good head football coach. And whether it's with the Falcons or another team, I hope he does get an opportunity to show what he can do. But I don't think we should overlook him here in Atlanta. He's done a great job with the Rams defense. Obviously, when you have guys like Aaron Donald, that makes things easier for sure. But just overall, he's done a really, really good job out there in LA. So don't overlook Raheem Morris. I'm not saying he's going to be the guy. I'm not even saying that he's my favorite candidate, but I am saying that he's a good candidate and that he shouldn't be overlooked. Now, when it comes to Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, these are also two guys that I like a lot. I am perfectly fine with either a defensive-minded coach or offensive-minded coach. I don't feel like we need one or the other. I don't feel like the Falcons need an offensive-minded coach. I don't feel like they need a defensive-minded coach. I feel like you could go either way. As long as you get a good offensive coordinator in here, if you get a defensive-minded head coach, guy that is obviously good with quarterbacks, and hopefully somebody that has an eye for a quarterback like Jim Harbaugh, and again, we'll get to him in a minute. Hopefully he could still be an option for the Falcons, and I told you all this before. He is my number one option. I think he brings every single thing that the Falcons would want in a head coach. But we can talk about that a little bit later. Sticking to Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, both have obviously done tremendous jobs in Detroit, getting that team to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991, the team's only other appearance in the championship game, the conference championship game. And I would be perfectly fine with either one. Ben Johnson, for one, because look what he's done with Jared Goff. Once that trade with Matthew Stafford was executed and we found out Jared Goff was going to Detroit, I think we all thought the Rams were just sending Jared Goff to Detroit to ultimately fizz away. He was going to be the starter for a year, maybe two, and then just fizzle out and become one of these backup quarterbacks. He's like, yeah, we'll take him as a backup. He'd be cool as a backup, but you don't want him playing too many games or starting a season or being your starter. That has changed about Jared Goff. His confidence is now there. You could tell he's seeing the game differently, and I mean that in a very, very good way. He talked about during this Lions playoff run how the fans chanting his name has given him a different type of calm and a different type of confidence. But he's also gotten confidence from Ben Johnson, who, again, is playing to his strengths, scheming up a good game plan with the running game, with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, and allowing Jared Goff to work in that play action, which he does so well. So I think Ben Johnson would be a very nice head coach. Seems like he's got a very good offensive mind, very good scheme. And again, with the running game we have here in Atlanta, I think it will work. He's got his two-headed monster in Detroit right now between David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs that I just mentioned, but he comes here and he has really the same thing in Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson, obviously. Now, he doesn't necessarily have an Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he does have a Drake London. He does have a Kyle Pitts. And those are two weapons that I believe he can definitely make use of and will make use of is if he is selected to be the next Falcons head coach. So I think Ben Johnson would be a really good candidate because he would have a lot of similar weapons that he has now in Detroit. Now, he's got to get the quarterback right, and he's got to work with Terry Fontenot and the rest of his staff and get that quarterback position right. But he gets that right, and he would be cooking with some gas here in Atlanta. Now, as far as Aaron Glenn goes, you see what that Lions defense can do. And the Lions defense, while they have names for sure, they have talent, he's been scheming up a lot of guys to make some big plays. I mean, Anzalone, did anybody really know about Anzalone until this year with the Lions? Now, maybe I'm asleep, but I could have swore I never heard of Anzalone until this season. And obviously, he's got the rookie Aiden Hutchinson to work with, but you draft a edge rusher. Aaron Glenn can find that best edge rusher, whether it's Jared Verse or whoever. And he's got, obviously, David Onyemata still. He's got the best safety in the league, all-pro Jesse Bates. He's got young guys like DeMarco Helms. He's got maybe guys, hopefully guys will be sticking around like A.J. Terrell. Zach Harrison, a nice young pass rusher as well, too. So he'll have options. He'll have guys to work with on the defensive side as well. And look, again, the Falcons are not short of talent besides that one position. Now, it's the most important position, and that's why we are where we are as far as looking for a new head coach. But they're not devoid of any talent on either side of the ball. That's why I say the Falcons can go either way with this hire. And you feel good about the situation they're walking into as long as they get the quarterback right. And we obviously know that is the most important thing the Falcons have to do this offseason is get the quarterback position right, even more so than get the head coach right. Now, head coach is important, don't get me wrong. That's why the Falcons are taking their sweet time with this process, as they should. But at the end of the day, coach can only do so much. You got to have a good quarterback. Because, again, I don't think Arthur Smith was necessarily a bad coach. Did he get in his own way sometimes? Yes. Did he get too cute sometimes? Yes. But if he had a better quarterback, he's probably still here. Just being completely honest. But As far as Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn goes, I think they will both work here in Atlanta. I think they will both fit, and I wouldn't be mad at either one. Really, all these candidates, and I'll go ahead and actually, before we go to our first break, give you an updated list on everything, because really all the candidates that the Falcons have confirmed to interview and they're reportedly going to do second interviews on, I am happy with all these. And Bill Belichick is right now because of, you know, again, I don't know about the whole control thing and picking personnel. I'm still not sold on that because I'm not sure Belichick is still very good at that. But either way it goes, looking at who the Falcons have interviewed and are going to do second interviews with, obviously they've interviewed – these are all the – let's start from the top. These are all the candidates they've interviewed once for a virtual interview. Ravens DC Mike McDonald, Bengals OC Brian Callahan, who is now the Titans head coach, 49ers DC Steve Wilks, Panthers DC Ejiro Evero, Ravens assistant head coach and defensive line coach Anthony Weaver, Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, Eagles OC Brian Johnson, Lions DC Aaron Glenn, Rams DC Raheem Morris, Bills interim OC and quarterbacks coach Joe Brady, Texans OC Bobby Slowick, Lions OC Ben Johnson. So that's all who they've conducted virtual interviews with, done one interview with. Now, here's the updated list of candidates who the Falcons will reportedly hold second interviews with. Ravens DC Mike McDonald, Ravens assistant head coach, defensive line coach Anthony Weaver, Panthers defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero, Jim Harbaugh, Lions OC Ben Johnson, and Lions DC Aaron Glenn, who we've been talking about, and Texans OC Bobby Slowick as well. And they've confirmed they've done second interviews with Bill Belichick and Raheem Morris. But that list will continue to grow as the week continues to move on, because they're supposed to have second interview with, again, Jim Harbaugh, Bobby Slowick, and then after the NFC Championship game, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So I like all these candidates, again, besides kind of Bill Belichick, but y'all all know how I feel about that one. So take your time, Falcons. We ain't going nowhere. Find out who your guy is, and let's do some winning and find us a quarterback, too. All right, when we come, let's get into some national NFL news. The Eagles looking at a former head football coach in the NFL to be their next OC. The Raiders have found their new GM. And one of those Falcons candidates that I was just talking about could be off the board sooner rather than later. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shift. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Thank you for your service. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Talked about the local search for our Atlanta Falcons and gave you the latest updates on where they are at as far as hiring a new head coach. But now let's look nationally around the NFL and talk about some of these NFL headlines, because we got a couple of coaching searches obviously still happening. A new GM was hired and a former head coach might be coming to a different city to be an OC, and I think it's pretty interesting. So let's start with the probably biggest news that broke in the NFL yesterday, and that was the Las Vegas Raiders naming Tom Telesco their new general manager. So he becomes the fifth general manager in franchise history for the Raiders. Telesco is entering his 29th year in the NFL. He spent the last 11 seasons as the general manager of the Chargers. And during his time in San Diego and Los Angeles, he helped guide that team to obviously three playoff appearances, got two postseason wins, drafted six players in the first round that went on to be selected for the Pro Bowl, and had guys like Jason Verrett, Melvin Gordon, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, Justin Herbert, Rashawn Slater in 2022. So these are all guys that he's drafted that have went on to be Pro Bowls. And obviously now Justin Herbert, franchise player, Derwin James, franchise player, Rashawn Slater, all franchise players. So this is a guy that knows what he's doing, basically, is what we're saying here. But Telesco also constructed a roster that has eight former Pro Bowlers on it who were acquired by draft trades or free agency. So not only does he draft guys well, but he goes and gets guys too. And this is a Chargers team that, you know, he's put together, and they've been in position to win. They got a little unlucky this year with Justin Herbert getting hurt and having that, what, this thumb injury, I believe it was. But either way goes, he did a good job building that team in Los Angeles, and that's what the Raiders need. They need somebody who could come in there and build upon what they've got and hopefully keep Devontae Adams around for a couple more years, because obviously they wouldn't want to lose him. So Telesco, really good hire for the Las Vegas Raiders. Before he was with the Chargers, actually, Telesco spent 15 seasons with the Colts. He was their vice president of football operations in 2012 and their director of player personnel from 2006 to 2011 and director of scouting from 2004 to 2005 and a pro scout from 2001 to 2003 and an area scout from 1998 to 2000. So you see, we went backwards in the timeline, but he worked his way up through Indianapolis and really cut his teeth with that. And Telesco, just sticking on the Indianapolis train here really quickly, he was involved in draft that selected four-time Pro Bowl running back Edgerrin James, five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Reggie Wayne, seven-time Pro Bowler Dwight Freeney, former Falcon, and four-time Pro Bowl quarterback Andrew Luck during his tenure in Indianapolis. And obviously the Colts won two Super Bowls during that time, won eight division titles, and appeared in the playoffs 12 times. So he was brought up, obviously, in a good organization, added to that organization in his own way. And so this is all just to tell you that the Raiders made what seems like to be a really good hire in Tom Telesco, and he's going to be their new, again, GM, and I believe he's going to be president of football operations, I believe, too. But either way it goes, Tom Telesco now the new general manager in Las Vegas. And we were talking about the Chargers earlier. Speaking of Tom Telesco, the Chargers, according to Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. The Chargers and Jim Harbaugh are now sitting in striking distance of getting a deal done, as Harbaugh was in L.A. yesterday for another meeting with the Chargers. And again, that's according to Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. So that could be one of the Falcons, or that obviously is one of the Falcons' head coaching candidates. And again, he's my number one. I've brought it up so many times as to why. He wins everywhere he goes. He develops quarterbacks. Look at what he did with Colin Kaepernick. Even before that, at Stanford with Andrew Luck. Obviously, in Michigan with J.J. McCarthy. Like, he knows how to get the most out of quarterbacks. Why? Because he played the position. So he can relate to everything a quarterback is seeing, a quarterback is going through. He can see just certain things that coaches who weren't quarterbacks just can't see when it comes to working with quarterbacks. And he knows a good quarterback, obviously, when he sees one. That's why I would, one, be comfortable with Jim Harbaugh either drafting a quarterback or going to get a quarterback in free agency, because he knows which guys we want to work with. He knows who we could win with. Or he could do both. He could go get a free agent quarterback for a couple of years, maybe a Kirk Cousins. I'm just throwing a name out there. Who knows? And then go draft a quarterback in the third round. Be like, hey, this guy is actually a diamond in the rough, and we could win with him down the road. And again, he wins wherever he goes. I know he's been a little slimy, grimy at some spots. And, you know, the stick about Harbaugh, too, is he doesn't play well with others. Well, I am personally, selfishly, I am willing to deal with some of those things if he can come here and he can turn the Falcons franchise around like he helped turn the 49ers back around and got them back to relevancy. If he can do what he did in Michigan, bring them a championship, do what he did in Stanford and build them up to be a really good program. And obviously they've fallen off since he left, but they were at the peak when he was there, obviously with Andrew Luck. So hopefully Jim Harbaugh doesn't get snatched out of the Falcons' hands. At least I would like them to be able to do a second interview with Jim Harbaugh before he might get hired to L.A. But it has always kind of been the word and the reports that the Chargers were the maybe favorites to land Jim Harbaugh. And I understand why. The Chargers have their franchise quarterback in place, signed, extended. Like, that is set. Now, they're going to have to deal with some cap issues because they got a lot of dudes making a lot of money over there. Obviously, Austin Eckler has to get a long-term contract or decide if you want to bring back Eckler for a long-term contract. You got Khalil Mack over there. I think you got to still pay Derwin James. Either way it goes, they got some things to figure out financially over there in Los Angeles. So while they got a lot of good players right now, they're going to be able to keep everybody. But again, you feel confident in Jim Harbaugh being able to work with that. And obviously, if he goes there, he feels like he can work with that. So Jim Harbaugh could be off the board for the Falcons sooner rather than later. But again, hopefully, fingers crossed, they can get a second interview in and maybe persuade him to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Because again, I've not been shy about saying it. He is my number one. He is my favorite. I would really, really want Jim Harbaugh to be the next Falcons head coach. I think he would be really successful here. And as long as he gets the quarterback right, this job is probably a little bit better if you think about it than the Chargers. You don't obviously have a Justin Herbert, but if you can get the franchise QB in here, Jim Harbaugh, we got more cap space. Well, we actually have cap space. I'm not even sure the Chargers have cap space. I think last time I checked, they were already over the cap. But we got cap space. We got room to make moves, upgrade the roster even more. So you get the quarterback right, this job, to me, is better than the Chargers job. But that's the latest on Jim Harbaugh. And again, one more piece of NFL news here for you. The Philadelphia Eagles have reportedly interviewed Cliff Kingsbury, former Arizona Cardinals head coach, if you remember. He's been out there in USC for the past, what, year or two? But the Eagles have interviewed Kingsbury for their vacant offensive coordinator position. They did that yesterday after Philadelphia fired their offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson, earlier this week. Kingsbury recently interviewed for the Bears' vacant offensive coordinator position, but the Bears ended up going with Shane Waldron as their new OC. So that'll be interesting. Get Jalen Hurts and Cliff Kingsbury together. That would really actually be interesting. I would be really interested to see that. But obviously we know Sirianni had to move on from his coordinators, according to Aguirre reports. And by the way, that report that I just gave you about Kingsbury interviewing for the Eagles' vacant OC job comes from Mike Aguirre, follow of NFL Network as well. But there are also reports that to be able to keep his job, Nick Sirianni had to get rid of defensive coordinator Sean Desai and offensive coordinator Brian Johnson to keep his job, and then present to Jeffrey Lurie who he was going to hire as his new coordinators. And then they would go from there. So obviously they like some of the suggestions that Sirianni has given, and he's going to keep his job. And I think they actually did a meeting yesterday. But either way it goes, we'll see if Kingsbury maybe lands in Philly, because I think with that offense, that would be interesting. That'd be very interesting. All right, when we come back, we got some NBA news to get to. One of our players' fathers has been fired. And also, the Hawks taking on the Golden State Warriors tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll do that in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Hope you all are doing well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. But we have to talk a little NBA basketball here on the final full segment this morning of the Hometown Take. We'll talk to the morning shift here in about, 15 minutes or so. But Adrian Griffin, now former head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, has been fired. That news came down yesterday. And a report also came out yesterday that Doc Rivers is going to take over as the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. So that didn't take long. Doc did a few broadcasts with Mike Breen and Doris Burke. He said, I think I'm going to go coach again. Not to say that he obviously didn't enjoy working with Mike Breen and Doris Burke. I'm being silly there, but man, I guess he still got that itch. Or he saw an opportunity to coach a team that has the Greek Freak, Dame, not Drew Holiday anymore. He's with the Celtics. But he saw that opportunity, Chris Middleton. He saw that opportunity, and he was like, I think I can go maybe win another chip before I'm done for real. So Doc Rivers reportedly going to be the next head coach of, again, the Milwaukee Bucks after Adrian Griffin has been fired. And he kind of, it hurts a little bit. Not a whole lot because, again, you know, there's no really special tie. But Adrian Griffin was, I believe, no, he was on the Raptors staff before becoming the Milwaukee Bucks head coach. But, again, he's AJ's dad. And AJ's obviously a Hawk, and you don't want AJ to be feeling any effects. And, I mean, they're fine, obviously. But, you know, you would like to see AJ's dad doing well, too, out there in Milwaukee. But Bucks started to slide a little bit, and they were starting to struggle, and they decided to move on from Adrian Griffin. This was his first year as head coach, by the way. Obviously, Mike Budenholzer was gone as the Bucks head coach, and Adrian Griffin was the guy to step in, and now he is already out in Milwaukee. So, again, Doc Rivers going to be the next guy, but that was a short leash for Adrian Griffin. But, look, that's what happens when you have expectations, and not only expectations, but championship expectations. The leash ain't too long. You start losing, things got to change. And first one to usually go is the coach, and that is what happened. So Adrian Griffin no longer the head coach of the Bucks, and again, reportedly going to be Doc Rivers. I'll look it up here in a second and see when he's supposed to maybe jump in the saddle, but I don't think he's coaching anytime. I don't know if he's coaching necessarily the next game that the Bucks have or anything, but again, I'll take a look at that for you and bring you an update here in a minute. But I do have to tell you before that, the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green taking on a Trae Youngless team again. Obviously, the Hawks are out west, and Trae Young did not make the trip, dealing with, again, a concussion, trying to get out of the concussion protocol. So hopefully Trae can rejoin the team sooner rather than later. But again, tough break for the Hawks. Hopefully DeJounte Murray can keep his high streak going. Had, what, 35 or 32 last game against the Kings, but in a losing effort. But hopefully DeJounte can stay hot and carry a Hawks team over what has been struggling Golden State Warriors team. They haven't been very good really at all this season. I believe their record is 18-22. We'll look at it here in just a second. But the Hawks, they need to find a way to get wins, point blank period. I know the rest of January is going to be tough for them. We've talked about it ad nauseum. But they just got to find a way to eke out some sort of win. So the Hawks right now, 18-25. They're 10th in the West. Golden State is 18-22. They are currently 12th in the West. They're behind the Rockets. The Rockets right now are better than Golden State. And the Rockets, you know, they got some good pieces. Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green has been this season. But they're 20-22, and Golden State's 18-22. So, anywho, that is where Golden State is standing right now. I already told you for the injury report, Wesley Matthews out, V. Krejci out, DeAndre Hunter out, Trae Young out. Bruno Fernando is a game-time decision, and that's all for the Hawks. For the Warriors, Gary Payton out, Moses Moody out. Last five games for the Warriors, they've lost 4 out of 5, including 2 in a row. Hawks last five, they've lost their last 2 after winning 3 in a row before that. So they've won 3 out of 5 their last 5. So, again, hopefully Hawks can find a way to get the job done. But going to need DeJounte Murray. Going to need Sadiq Bey to step up. He can't go over 12 anymore. And he's just got to find a way to be better. But hopefully we can get some balanced scoring tonight. Hopefully DeJounte doesn't have to do it all. Hopefully, again, guys like Sadiq Bey, Bogey, guys like that are knocking down shots, and hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get some W's and string some W's together, because believe it or not, they are running out of time. You're what, more than halfway through the season at this point? So you got to find a way to get some wins. So They got Golden State in Golden State. They'll be in the Bay, be in San Francisco tonight. Then they got the Mavericks at home on Friday. Then they got the Raptors at home on Sunday and the Lakers at home on Tuesday to close out the month. And again, you can hear all these games right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio 99 The Game. As far as tonight goes, pregame with Mike Conti starts at 9:30. Then Steve Holman brings you all the action starting at 10 p.m. Real quick, before we end this edition of the morning, not the morning shift, I was about to say the morning shift because that's what we're about to talk to. Before we end this edition of the Hometown Take, I got to say one thing real quick. Rec League basketball game, your boys got the dub. Best win of the year, for sure. Defense was on lock. We had them clamped up all game. Now, mind you, again, I told this story on the morning shift. I think I said in the crossover, but this was the team that I missed some late game free throws against, and we ended up losing by three. Not last night. We got out to a big lead. They made their runs here and there, but we had them clamped up all night on defense. In offense, we did our thing. I hit some nice shots, had a couple threes, then me hitting some shots opened up the driving lanes for me towards the end of the game. I got some driving layups towards the end. So it was a good game all around. Everybody contributed. Everybody played well. The offense was a lot better. We were a lot more organized. And again, the defense was locked down, baby. Had them clamped up. They couldn't do nothing against us. So we got the dub. We finish our regular season 3-3, 500. Really should be 4-2, but again, besides the point. But we finished our regular season 3-3, and now we're heading to the postseason. And that game is Tuesday at 8:30, so more updates to come then. All right, when we get back, we'll talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift, and we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Hope you all are doing well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. But we have to talk a little NBA basketball here on the final full segment this morning of the Hometown Take. We'll talk to the morning shift here in about, 15 minutes or so. But Adrian Griffin, now former head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, has been fired. That news came down yesterday. And a report also came out yesterday that Doc Rivers is going to take over as the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. So that didn't take long. Doc did a few broadcasts with Mike Breen and Doris Barkey. He said, I think I'm going to go coach again. Not to say that he obviously didn't enjoy working with Mike Breen and Doris Burke. I'm being silly there. But man, I guess he still got that itch. Or he saw an opportunity to coach a team that has the Greek Freak, Dame, not Drew Holiday anymore. He's with the Celtics. But he saw that opportunity, Chris Middleton. He saw that opportunity, and he was like, I think I can go maybe win another chip before I'm done for real, for real. So Doc Rivers reportedly going to be the next head coach of, again, the Milwaukee Bucks after Adrian Griffin has been fired. And he kind of, it hurts a little bit. Not a whole lot because, again, you know, there's no really special tie. But Adrian Griffin was, I believe, no, he was on the Raptors staff before becoming the Milwaukee Bucks head coach. But, again, he's AJ's dad. And AJ's obviously a Hawk. And you don't want AJ to be feeling any effects. And, I mean, they're fine, obviously. But, you know, you would like to see AJ's dad doing well, too, out there in Milwaukee. But Bucks started to slide a little bit, and they were starting to struggle, and they decided to move on from Adrian Griffin. This was his first year as head coach, by the way. Obviously, Mike Budenholzer was gone as the Bucks head coach, and Adrian Griffin was the guy to step in, and now he is already out in Milwaukee. So, again, Doc Rivers going to be the next guy, but that was a short, short leash for Adrian Griffin. But, look, that's what happens when you have expectations, and not only expectations, but championship expectations. The leash ain't too long. You start losing, things got to change. And first one to usually go is the coach, and that is what happened. So Adrian Griffin no longer the head coach of the Bucks, and again, reportedly going to be Doc Rivers. I'll look it up here in a second and see when he's supposed to maybe jump in the saddle, but I don't think he's coaching anytime. I don't know if he's coaching necessarily the next game that the Bucks have or anything. But again, I'll take a look at that for you and bring you an update here in a minute. But I do have to tell you before that, the Atlanta Hawks are back in action tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green taking on a Trae Youngless team again. Obviously, the Hawks are out west, and Trae Young did not make the trip, dealing with, again, a concussion, trying to get out of the concussion protocol. So hopefully Trae can rejoin the team sooner rather than later. But again, tough break for the Hawks. Hopefully DeJounte Murray can keep his high streak going. Had, what, 35 or 32 last game against the Kings, but in a losing effort. But hopefully DeJounte can stay hot and carry a Hawks team over a what has been struggling Golden State Warriors team. They haven't been very good really at all this season. I believe their record is 18-22. We'll look at it here in just a second. But the Hawks, they need to find a way to get wins. Point blank period. I know the rest of January is going to be tough for them. We've talked about it ad nauseum. But they just got to find a way to eke out some sort of win. So the Hawks right now, 18-25. They're 10th in the West. Golden State is 18-22. They are currently 12th in the West. They're behind the Rock. The Rockets right now are better than Golden State. And the Rockets, you know, they got some good pieces. Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green has been this season. But they're 20-22, and Golden State's 18-22. So, anywho, that is where Golden State is standing right now. I already told you for the injury report, Wesley Matthews out, V. Krejci out, DeAndre Hunter out, Trae Young out. Bruno Fernando is a game-time decision, and that's all for the Hawks. For the Warriors, Gary Payton out, Moses Moody out. Last five games for the Warriors, they've lost 4 out of 5, including 2 in a row. Hawks last five, they've lost their last two after winning three in a row before that. So they've won three out of five, their last five. So, again, hopefully Hawks can find a way to get the job done. But going to need DeJounte Murray. Going to need Sadiq Bey to step up. He can't go over 12 anymore. And he's just got to find a way to be better. But hopefully we can get some balanced scoring tonight. Hopefully DeJounte doesn't have to do it all. Hopefully, again, guys like Sadiq Bey, Bogey, guys like that are knocking down shots. And hopefully the Hawks can find a way to get some W's and string some W's together. Because, believe it or not, they are running out of time. You're, what, more than halfway through the season at this point? So you got to find a way to get some wins. So though they got Golden State in Golden State. They'll be in the Bay, be in San Francisco tonight. Then they got the Mavericks at home on Friday. Then they got the Raptors at home on Sunday and the Lakers at home on Tuesday to close out the month. And again, you can hear all these games right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks Sports Radio 99 The Game. As far as tonight goes, pregame with Mike Conti starts at 9:30. Then Steve Holman brings you all the action starting at 10 p.m. Real quick, before we end this edition of the morning, not the morning shift, I was about to say the morning shift, because that's what we're about to talk to. Before we end this edition of the Hometown Take, I got to say one thing real quick. Rec League basketball game, your boys got the dub. Best win of the year, for sure. Defense was on lock. We had them clamped up all game. Now, mind you, again, I told this story on the morning shift. I think I said in the crossover, but this was the team that I missed some late game free throws against, and we ended up losing by three. Not last night. We got out to a big lead. They made their runs here and there, but we had them clamped up all night on defense. In offense, we did our thing. I hit some nice shots, had a couple threes, then me hitting some shots opened up the driving lanes for me towards the end of the game. I got some driving layups towards the end, so it was a good game all around. Everybody contributed. Everybody played well. The offense was a lot better. We were a lot more organized. And again, the defense was locked down, baby. Had them clamped up. They couldn't do nothing against us. So we got the dub. We finish our regular season 3-3, 500. Really should be 4-2, but again, besides the point. But we finish our regular season 3-3, and now we're heading to the postseason. And that game is Tuesday at 8:30, so more updates to come then. All right, when we get back, we'll talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.